We know that Jesus is the reason for the season, but today we're delving into the deeper why, the names of Jesus that bring so much joy and celebration. Happy Wednesday and welcome to a new episode of the Grace Life Podcast. We are 5 days away from Christmas. How are you doing, friend? My name is Eve Stipes, and together with my co-host, Ruth Jo Simons, we're hoping that today's episode gives you a little time to pause and reflect on this true reason that we celebrate next week. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about how to make room for Christ in our hearts during Advent season, and today is no different. So take a break from wrapping presents, making lists, or baking, and grab your favorite hot drink, or maybe just let us join you as you do all those things. Either way, we're so glad you're here, and we can't wait to talk about Jesus as our Messiah today. Let's get started.
You know, Eve, I've been so just grateful as I think back to how many years we've had the Prepare Him Room cards, and that this is the second year of the Emmanuel Advent devotional that I wrote, because both resources, and we've been doing that book club over at Grace Life Collective, but both resources, I meant for both of them to have a journey for us to take where we can really consider where our posture is at as we come into the Advent season. What are the promises of God that are fulfilled in Christ? How we can respond to Him? And then ultimately, who is this Jesus that we need to remember all year long? And so, first of all, friends, thanks for joining us this season here at the end of 2023. Thank you for joining us all year long with this podcast. But I think especially as we are in the Advent season, I just recognize what an honor it is that you read my books personally as an author. I'm really grateful that you read these devotionals, that you join us with the resources that Grace Laced creates. And we're grateful to be on this episode in which we're focusing on our Messiah, because the whole reason why we have anything to celebrate at all is ultimately not because we just want to turn our posture or we just want to respond with a good attitude.
Right.
No, it's that Jesus is worthy. And we said that last week on this podcast, but we want to remember that He is worthy because He is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God with us. And there are so many more names of Jesus, but we want you to know that, when we know the character of God and when we understand who Jesus really is, that will change our worship and change our lives all year round.
Yeah. Let me read from Isaiah 9, which those names that you just listed off come from this passage. So it's Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7. And this is the prophecy about the coming Messiah. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Man.
Oh,
just
it gives
like,
me...
let it sink in, right?
Right? I mean... it gives me chills to hear it again. I mean, I've heard that passage over and over again.
Yeah.
And
so
yet
familiar.
When you hear the names of Jesus and you know what is promised of who He is as Messiah, it reminds us like we need a savior like this.
Yeah.
We cannot save ourselves. Which of those names resonates with you the most? And what are you clinging to right now?
I think, man, all of them.
Yeah. How can you separate
I feel like
that?
Every time we get to these types of questions, it's like, well, yeah, I need all of these things, or I'm working on. I think maybe Mighty God in this current season. I think, just like knowing God's power and His provision and His care, kind of all wrapped up together in that Mighty God. Like He's the one who will take care of us. You know, we earlier in November had just a lot of sickness in our family and required some multiple visits to the ER and a hospital admission, and everybody is well now, but those are the types of things that really like get my heart racing. Like, oh yeah. My gosh, like what's going on? And mm-hmm. I can't control any of these pieces. Yeah. And I don't know how I'm going to pay for any of these pieces. Yeah. And just being reminded, like, God is the one. He is mighty. He will take care of us. And it's not just like that pie in the sky. Like, I hope he takes care of us. Aw, shucks. Like, he's actually able to. Like, mm-hmm. his name is Mighty God. Mm-hmm. He embodies that power and that ability to care for us. And so I think that's what I'm leaning into as we then move into Advent and kind of think through, yeah, who Jesus is. What about you guys?
I struggled with anxiety that much. I mean, of course I know I struggle with anxiety and anxious thoughts like anyone else, but recently I've been taking my blood pressure at home. Mm-hmm. Because we actually have a cuff now and everything. And, my blood pressure, I had a procedure a while ago and, had to go under some anesthesia and my body doesn't respond super well to it. And so my blood pressure skyrocketed. I had headaches. And so I started getting a little more sensitive about noticing, when that was going on. And turns out, Eve, when I get really stressed out, my blood pressure rises. I Googled it and I was like, oh, that really is a thing.
You Googled it?
I'm telling you, I was like, what's wrong with me? Why is my heart racing? And then, oh, lo and behold, my blood pressure. I really thought the blood pressure like wasn't that sensitive to.
Oh, no, it's really.
I didn't really think that blood pressure really was that sensitive to like moment by moment, like life things. I thought it was like an overall health condition. You know, more like,
which it can be too.
Right. But for me, it really was like, you know, when you Google it, it says, I promise I'll go back to answering this question, but, but you know, when you Google, it's like, what can you do about blood pressure? It's like, think peaceful thoughts or like chill.
De-stress.
And, we have a joke. I don't know if she'll mind that I say this, but we have this thing where sometimes when something kind of goes wrong at Grace Laced or, you know, a shipment doesn't make it or something turns out really bad and we have to make a major pivot. My dear Camille likes to sing Kumbaya to me. I kid you not. I can't believe I just shared this. But she'll sweetly hum it and she'll be like, okay, Ruth, Kumbaya. Like she'll like sing it for me.
I love it.
And she literally does it because she knows.
She's like bringing it down.
That, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but not totally.
Also real.
And also real. Because it kind of is like that reminder, like, okay, before you go off the deep end, let's all chill and sing Kumbaya and remember that Jesus is still Lord. And so when I read and when you read over us the Isaiah passage and we are reminded that he is the Prince of Peace. Mm. I mean, the peace that he purchased was the kind of – Jesus purchased the peace that we could never have purchased for ourselves. We could not ever be good enough or strong enough or wise enough or disciplined enough or peaceful enough to have peace with God. Yeah. But peace with God ultimately informs peace in every day. So even if a shipment doesn't make it or everything goes wrong or somebody really messes your whole life up for whatever reason, we can still have peace in the moment. I can sing Kumbaya, but I can also rest and take a deep breath and know that whatever circumstance is happening, my whole life isn't ruined and everything isn't going downhill. And I don't have to freak out because the God who purchased the ultimate peace for me through Christ is still Lord of Lords, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, God with us, Emmanuel. And so for me, I think I'm a little more sensitive lately to the reality that maybe it's my age, but I'm a little more sensitive to stress than I used to be. I think it used to kind of roll off me a little bit more, or I just didn't notice the blood pressure issue. And now, like in my late 40s, I'm feeling it a little bit more. So for health and for just mental health, and even just the recognition that I am wired to stress and I'm wired to be anxious and I'm wired to want to fix everything, I need to remember that peace belongs to the Prince of Peace, Jesus.
Hey friends, I'm Lydia here from the Grace Lays team. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Grace Lays podcast. If you're enjoying today's episode, you might also enjoy two products from the Grace Lays shop. The Prepare Him Room box set includes a card for each day to accompany you between December 1st and December 25th. Featuring Root signature art on one side and a verse, short reflection and discussion question on the other. This box set is perfect for displaying as part of your holiday decor and using around your dinner table. For short daily prompts that help you anchor your Advent season, grab a copy of Root's Advent Devotional, Emmanuel, an invitation to prepare him room at Christmas and always. This beautiful 25-day journey features a daily devotional reading paired with a question to ponder and a suggested Christmas hymn to worship with. Both the Prepare Him Room box set and signed copies of Emmanuel are available at gracelays.com. You can also download a free discussion guide for Emmanuel, perfect for reading the book together in a group, at ruthjoesimons.com/Emmanuel. And never fear, if you didn't catch all that, we'll be sure to link all the things in the show notes for today's episode.
Well, that leads into my next question very well, where we're going to get real specific. So if you had to rate the amount of peace you feel on any given day, like maybe you don't have to get as specific for yourself, but maybe like the peace you feel in general in Advent, between one where it's like not peaceful at all, high stress all the time, like it's bad, to 10 being like, no, I'm totally at peace, like enjoying the peace that God gives. What would you choose? How would you rate yourself? And why? What do you think is like the biggest source or resistance to peace? I'll answer too.
Yeah, I think I'm a solid 7.5.
I love the 0.5.
You're like, we don't have to be that specific. Oh, it's
you're
a
like,
7.
I'm giving myself like a C plus.
It's like a 7.76. No, just kidding. It's about a solid 7.5, I think. But okay. Here's what I would say. I think in terms of the Christmas season and the actual holiday, I'm really at peace. But I think in general, as a person, I'm not waking up really peaceful. In part because this time of year is stressful. So it's like, I mean, this is just all the honesty here, but it's fourth quarter and we are a retail company. We are like, there's a whole lot this time
we're
of year.
We're doing stuff.
Right? It's just a lot. This is a really busy season for business owners. It's also the end of the year. So there's a whole lot for recovering strivers like me. There's a whole lot of like, I don't know, self-imposed shame and condemnation if you didn't accomplish some of the things that you said you were going to do in 2023. So that can affect my peace. It could be all the things of like, but I really wanted to do this before the snow came and we're about to be buried in snow. So it's just all the little things. And so it's not necessarily that I feel like I'm a 7.5, you know, almost peaceful, but not quite. Because of Christmas, the Christmas season, I think it's this time of year. It's December.
Yeah.
It's the fact that I don't know if we've talked about this much on this season yet, but it's that I don't live near my family. And there's always elements of family relationships that you wish were different when you come to the holiday season. And some of it's wonderful and it's just distance, and some of it's heart distance and you wish it was more wonderful. And so whatever it is, there's always some aspect of I don't feel at peace because relationally or distance or whatever it is, I'm not where I want to be. And so that's where I'm at. I would say I feel grateful that I'm more heavily leaning towards being really peaceful with the Lord, but every day I've got that, that solid, 1.5 of, anxiety going at all times, 2.5. Do my math right.
She's like, hold on. I think I'm so bad at rating questions. I'm always like, well, this, but then this, but then this. I would say I'm probably a solid 8. I think in general, my personality is pretty go with the flow.
You're pretty peaceful. Like, yes.
I'm pretty like, it's
which is why
gonna be fine.
You're my right-hand person. That's actually why.
Yeah, it's generally like, it's going to be fine. Like, we'll just see what happens. This too shall pass. So yeah, I think that I'd give myself a solid 8. But I think the things that cause like resistance or push against my piece are back to kind of just the expectations that we talked about in the very first episode of this season of like, oh, but I want to do this thing, or I thought it would be like this and it's not quite. And so those things for sure threatened to disrupt the peace that I feel, or just like how things are going, or who's here, or who's not, or did we get the task list finished? I think that's what disrupts me the most.
So I gotta throw a wrench in our conversation real quick. You love it when I do this.
I do.
But here's the thing. As you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, one of the reasons why I think, whether it's my scenario that I'm talking about with peace or yours with when it's about more specific like expectations with the holiday season, isn't it always that we think that we have a limited opportunity for blessing and for hope? We think that hope and blessing and everything we want is boiled down to this little sliver. And if we don't get it right, we're going to miss out it all. And so there's this like fear of either, when I'm saying I'm a 7.5, I'm thinking, but I want, you know, like if we have this one family thing and it didn't go well, then I'm like, oh, well, then there's that. We'll never be close. Or when it feels like 2023 is almost over and I didn't finish this or I didn't do this. And so I'm disappointed because it feels like, well, then I missed out on being able to get to this point or accomplish these things. And so the wrench that I want to throw in here is that when I think about Jesus's time on earth and I think about how it might have felt for the people longing and waiting for a Messiah, but they were waiting for a earthly ruler. They were looking for somebody who would just like right take all the over. Wrongs and take over and kick butt and make sure like, hey, we're now the ones who are at top, we're reigning, we're great. And I think about what it might have felt like when they were like, oh my goodness, he's crucified. Like what in the world? And if they didn't listen, if they weren't paying attention to what Jesus was saying about his whole purpose and and what God had promised, if they weren't familiar with the prophecies and the actual promises of God, then it could really feel like this is like done. It's over. Like, oh, sad, discouraged. I'm not going to have the blessing anymore. And so the wonder of the Christmas story and the wonder of the gospel is that the blessing that God secured for us and the hope that he secured for us isn't limited to one moment in time or one month. Get it right this one time or oh my goodness, Advent is the time where we experience the hope of Jesus for 1 month only. No, it's we're recognizing that it'll never be taken away from us. We will never not have access. If we surrender to Jesus, we will never not have access to his presence. And that really is why we need to know the names of Jesus. That's why we need to know his character. That's why we need to know who he is and what he came to do. Because when we start there, then you and I can inch closer to a 10 in peace, right?
Yeah.
Remembering that there's not one thing that we can secure that he hasn't already purchased for us.
Yeah. Well, and it leans into that idea of everlasting father too, right? Like this, he is eternal, which every time I stop to try and wrap my brain, it's like,
you got to go get a piece of cheese and reset and just be like,
cheese and crackers. But the idea of God existing outside of time, right? Yes. When I start to feel panicked about things or like, oh my gosh, I got to do it. I think you're right. It's so easy to feel like we've got this limited amount of time. We have to make it happen. Or if it doesn't happen now, it never will. But to realize, okay, really where we are in the scheme of eternity is like the dot on a line, right? Yeah. Like we're just a tiny little piece. And so we can rest, we can experience peace because God God is not limited to what we can see mm-hmm. in time, in space, in resources, in any type of way, like abundantly more. Yeah. that's a really good reminder.
You know, when I first worked on the Prepare and Room cards, we offered them through Grace Lace, but last year was the first year that I released my devotional, my full-blown mm-hmm. Advent devotional, and I called it Emmanuel. Because I really wanted it to be distinct from the Prepare and Room cards, even though there are some overlap of like themes. But I called it Emmanuel because that's the name for Jesus that means God with us. It means yeah. that God truly in human form came to walk among us, to show us exactly his heart as he, you know, walk this earth and experience the things that we experience. We can really know that he has empathy for exactly what we go through because he actually walked on this earth. Yeah. And so when I think about that name for Jesus, maybe for those who are grieving this time of year or are struggling with loss, I think the reminder that he never leaves us. He never forsakes yeah. us. It's not just a Christmas thing that he pops in and says, hey, you can have some Christmas cheer right now. And then January right. is going to be real bleak. It's that God is with us all the time, all year round, yeah. every moment. And so how can we, I guess, you know, this is the theme of my heart when I think about Emmanuel, the devotional, is how do we remember all year long that that God is with us. You know, I think at Christmas, we talk about baby Jesus being with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But baby Jesus became a man, a God man that loved and lived perfectly and yeah. is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is at rest. He is not anxious. He is yeah. preparing all things in according to his plan. And so how do we remember that even if he is at the right hand of the Father, he has sent the Holy Spirit to be with us forever. Yeah. There's not one moment, even after Jesus ascended to heaven, there's not been one moment we've been left alone. So
yeah.
how do we remember that as we go forward through the rest of the Advent season and beyond?
Well, I think you just hit on one of the keys, right? Like we have the Holy Spirit with us. It's so easy. I remember especially as like a child, but also if I'm being honest, as an adult, thinking about how like how cool it was that the Israelites had this like cloud to follow by day, pillar of smoke and fire, that like they always knew that God was with them. It was like a very tangible presence. And man, I wish we had like a tangible presence that I could see. And it's like, but we have something so much better. Like we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us as believers. And so I think part of rehearsing that truth and remembering it regularly all the way through the year is even understanding like, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? It's an easy thing to feel confusing or like too much, or I just don't get it. So even just spending time in God's word, reading about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, what he provides, what he guarantees, how we like access him and how we abide in Christ and how those things are connected, I think is a really helpful place to start when we think about God with us perpetually.
I really hope that, I mean, it wasn't a stated goal when we did the season, but I hope for our friends listening in that through the pilgrim season, as well as this season, my prayer is that all of us would recognize how much we need to know who God is, that theology matters, right? Mm-hmm. That it's not enough for us just to be like, he's a wonderful counselor. He's a Prince of Peace, period.
Yeah.
It's that we need to know him intimately. We need to know him through the word that we can start again. If even if we've gone through a dry spell and we haven't been in the word as much or as in depth as we hope to, we can start again. We can say, hey, I don't even need to wait for January 1. I can begin to know him now because how I know the person of Christ and the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The more I know who he is, the more I'll respond and live into the very promises of God. And so if there's one one thing from the holiday season, from the Advent season, that can go with us all year long. It's that the person of Christ is our hope throughout the year, all the time.
Not just at Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the beauty. I think, you know, the subtitle even of Emmanuel is, it's an invitation to prepare him room at Christmas and always, like, not just for Christmas. We can start here. This is a great time to focus and think deeply, but it's a truth to carry with us as we go on. Which might kind of answer our very last question. As you might know, if you've been listening to the podcast for very long, we always like to wrap up with a couple of questions. One of them is, what's the gospel truth and why does it matter? And then what's one small thing that we can put into practice or do or rehearse or remember to help us apply God's word to our everyday doing the dishes, full laundry lives? So, Ruth, what do you think? Gospel truth, why does it matter?
The gospel truth, I think, this week is the reminder that Jesus has always been. Jesus has always been the Savior. Jesus was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Our wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, and Emmanuel, God with us. And knowing that we're reading that out of Isaiah and out of the Old Testament is a reminder that Jesus was not the afterthought. Jesus was not a bonus gift. Jesus was always in the heart of God. And when we know that, the gospel truth is that we were always made to be with God. We were created to not live a day without him. And so if that means that today you are listening and for whatever reason, if you felt distant and far from him, if you felt like you can't draw near, that you've screwed up too many times and you're a mess, or that you're just like, I used to believe, and now I'm kind of like, I don't know, maybe I don't. I want our listener, I want you to know that you were made to know his presence, and you were made for him, for relationship with God. And so Jesus has always been your way to him, your way to God. And so may that be the hope and the celebration for you this holiday season.
Yeah.
Well, what's one small way in which you and I can begin with us and our own families to remember that this is who Jesus really is?
Yeah, I am going for a real low-hanging fruit here.
Okay.
But I just am going to talk through this verse with the family, with my kiddos, and just say, like, help them understand what each of these names of Jesus means on their level. Like, what does it mean that he's a wonderful counselor?
Yeah.
And how would we approach him like that? Just talking through with them, making sure. I know that, you know, the easiest way to see if you really know something or believe it is to try and explain it to someone else.
Totally.
So,
yes.
So it'll be a good practice for my own heart to, like, put it in simple terms and, like, yes, affirm this is what I believe. This is what I know is true about who Jesus is as a wonderful counselor. And then to be able to talk about it with them.
I think mine's similar. I think unfortunately, I would say I speak these names of Jesus all together at Christmas time more than any other time of year.
Yeah.
So the reality is that Isaiah passage is a Christmas passage when it really doesn't, it's not a Christmas passage.
It's
an all the time passage. And so when I think about, all the things, okay, basically all the names right here on my little list that I'm seeing speak to all the issues that we feel as a family and I feel personally every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even pick one. I mean, I need a counselor. I need a mighty God who will show victory over the things that I'm struggling with. I need all these things. And so my low-hanging fruit is that I'm going to actually use these names in my vocabulary that I actually, just like you said, I think when we don't feel peace, that we can speak the name of Jesus and remind each other that he is our Prince of Peace. He's not just the baby Jesus. He is a wonderful counselor. He is the everlasting Father. And that when we speak those names, then we start incorporating the reality and the truths and the reminders of who he is into our responses and into the way we think about our daily lives.
I think that's great. Well, friends, thank you so much. We always say it, but we really do mean it. We're always so grateful that you tune in and take part in our conversations, that you share the content with the people in your real everyday life and on social media. And we couldn't be more excited to sit down with you each week and share these thoughts. So we're praying for you and that this Advent season has been a good one. We do have one special team episode happening next week where the whole Gracelace team will get together and talk a little bit about Advent and how to carry these themes with us through the rest of the year on really practical levels. So make sure you don't miss that as you travel between holiday gatherings or you just rest at home. Either way, have a great day.